我们姊妹弟兄虽然没有来。
Even though James was out of town.
我今天早上却收到他的 email.
But I got his email this morning.
他是在星期五晚上 email 过来。
He sent an email on Friday night.
我记得他 email 还这么说的。
It says.
他说感谢神。
I thank God.
漂泊的浪子。
For the lost son who used to wander.
回到温暖的家中。
Has now returned to the warm God, warm household.
他说我明天虽然不能去
although I won't be able to make it tomorrow,
但是我内心深处
deep down in my heart,
真的真诚的在神的面前为你祷告
I sincerely pray for you.
我跟你虽然认识的不深
although we don't know each other very well yet,
但是在我内心深处你是我最好的弟兄
in the depth of my heart, you are my dearest brother.
他说你的真挚
your sincerity,
沉稳
stability,
有爱
Love
的美德是我学不到的。
Some are something the virtues that I would never catch up. I can never catch up with.
那么非常感谢子民弟兄的 email， 因为没有他，搞不好今天我不站在这里跟大家。
I'm very thankful for his email because I know without his brother, I probably won't be here speaking today.
那么第二位，我是感谢非常感谢我们的姊妹 Joanne， 也就是我太太。
And the second person I want to give thanks to is my dear wife Joanne.
在我是福音的朋友的时候，他从来没有压迫我要怎么去教会，你要去来聚会。
When I didn't know God yet, she never pressured me or pushed me to come to church.
他一次又一次的邀请我。
But she just continuously invite me.
但是我却不动于衷。
However, I was not moved.
当然，除了生活在工作上的忙碌以外
，Of course, because I was too busy at work.
也没有把他的话放在心。
And I didn't pay too much attention to her invitation.
那么直到在半年前
About half a year ago,
慢慢的接受她的邀请，尝试跟着子民的邀请，尝试去接触我们教会的聚会。
And gradually, I accepted her invitation, also Brother James' invitation. I decided to join church gathering a little bit.
一直到今天的我们信靠主的过程。
And that ends to where I am today.
那么接下来我要告诉各位的是，跟大家分享的是，我是在福音朋友在还没有得救以前是怎么样的一个人。
And next, I want to share with you what kind of person I was before I became a Christian.
从小我出生在越南。
I was born in Vietnam.
在台湾长大。
I grew up in Taiwan.
然后在来到美国十二年了。
12 years ago, I came to the United States.
在小时候，大概13、14岁的时候，父母把我跟我弟弟留在台湾学习中文。
And when I was about 13 or 14 years old, my parents left me and my younger brother in Taiwan so we can continue to learn.
那时候曾经有段日子非常对我的父母很不谅解。
And during that period of time, I really did not understand why my parents left us in Taiwan, and we didn't appreciate that.
那当然，慢慢长大之后，觉得也是非常感谢父母。
Now looking back, I'm very thankful for their arrangement.
他让我学习到一个独立，
because
跟刚强的心。
They taught me how to become independent and to be strong.
然后在我这接触我们教会的聚会当中
And when I come to different church meetings
我从研读我们的圣经读我们主的话语里面
From the Bible, the word of God
我学习到很多很多我以前没有看到的自己的缺点
And I come to know a lot of shortcomings I had, which I did not know I had before.
因为以前我总觉得人是有一种潜能存在。
And before I used to believe, you know, men have great potentials.
没有什么是难不倒我。
And there's nothing too hard for us.
当你有困难的时候，每一个人都发自内心的潜能去解决。
When you encounter difficulty, men can let their potential be lived out and solve the problem.
能解决的问题就不是问题。
So if you can resolve a problem, then it's not really a problem.
所以本身我自己也没有所谓的宗教信仰。
So to, In my heart, I don't believe in anything, any religion.
因为我相信我能够解决一切。
Because I believe that I am able to conquer all problems.
但是事实却不然。
But that really wasn't the fact.
当我读到圣经里面的每一句、每一段主的话语，我觉得我们才是那么的渺小，这么的无助。
When I read the words of God in the Bible, I gradually realize that we're so small, we're so insignificant, we're so helpless.
比如说在路加福音第十四章第十五节里面谈到。
For example, Luke chapter 14 verse 15, it says.
他有说到。
It talked about.
有个人。
There was this man.
跟耶稣说，能在神的国吃饭的人有福了。
And he said, the blessed one who can enjoy the feast of the kingdom of God is blessed.
那么耶稣对他说，
And Jesus said to him,
有个人摆着大宴席要请客。
There once was this man, he had this huge banquet prepared.
他请他仆人去请。
And so he sent out his servants, go invite people to come.
请那些人来吃。
Come, invite them to come to enjoy the feast.
他仆人就出去请那些人。
So the servants went out to invite people.
那一个人跟他讲，对不起。
And one man will give him the excuse by saying, sorry.
我最近买了一块地，我必须要回去看。
I just purchased a field and I must go and see it.
然后仆人又去问第二个人。
And another person who was invited.
第二个人又说，我昨天才买，我才买了五对牛，我必须要回去看我的牛，我也不能去。
He said, I just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Sorry, please excuse me.
那么第三个人又说，
And the third person who was invited,
我昨天才娶了妻，才娶了老婆，我没办法再去你的宴席。
I just got married, so I can't come. Sorry.
那么主人就动怒，请他的仆人跑遍大街小巷去请那些残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的、贫穷的人通通来吃。
So the owner of the banquet was very angry about these responses, and he said, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.
那当我念到这段的时候，
So when I read about this story,
我发觉我们人实在有太多的借口。
And I realized, you know, we are so good at coming up with excuses.
有教会的聚会，我们想尽办法，想尽借口不去参加。
Whenever people invite us to go to church, we will come up with all kinds of excuses so that we don't have to go.
有这么多弟兄姐妹邀请我去，我为什么不去？
And so many Christian brothers and sisters invited me to go to church, but I just didn't go.
是，那么因此，在我慢慢的接触我们主，读的圣经、主的话语里面，慢慢发觉到，真的每一句都说在我。都是每主的每一句话语都讲到我每一个罪行。
Just like this passage here, in other places in the Bible, when I read it, I really feel God was speaking directly to me, into my heart.
这是我慢慢接触我们的教会，接触我们主的话，然后给我的一个启示。
And this is what I have learned in this time when we come to contact with church and church meetings.
其实在 那段时间里，我心里已经慢慢就是总有一天我会靠近神的国度里。
And during this period of time, I knew in my heart, one day I will finally make it into the kingdom of God.
但是我不知道什么时候。
I didn't know the timing.
每次教会里的弟兄姊妹有时候问我，你信了没？你信了没？我只是笑而不答。
And a lot of times, Christian brothers and sisters will ask me, do you believe in the Lord yet? I would just smile without saying a word.
但是我不知道该怎么回答。
Because I didn't know how to respond to those questions.
我心里只想，我一切交给主吧。
And in my heart, I said, I would just trust the Lord about this.
今年的四月份，四月七号。
And I remember April 7 this year.
曾经在台湾跟我相依为命的弟弟，
My dear brother, who is very dear to me,
他不幸的住院了。
Unfortunately, he was hospitalized.
因为他得到的是从他九岁发现出来的是一个严重的遗传的地中海性贫血。
And he suffered disease, something that we knew since he was very, very young, and this is something runs in the family.
这个病痛一直带给他三十几年。
And this sickness has followed him for about 30 years now.
他必须每个月甚至每两个月就要到医院去输血。
And the treatment is that he has to go to hospital every month or every 2 months to get blood transfusion.
因为他的血不够。
Because his blood level is very low.
那么在四月七号那天。
On April the 7th this year.
他整个心脏。
His heart.
跳动得很快。
Beat very fast.
因为里面的血不够。
Because the heart needs to pump fast to pump up the blood level.
那么医院不敢给他输血。
And the hospital did not dare to give him blood transfusion.
因为他一旦输血，他的体内的囤积的铁质太多。
Because when he has accumulated so much iron, his iron level is very high in his bloodstream.
会堵住他的心脏。
And if they transfuse blood into him, might block the passage in the heart.
因此他的身体又缺血，但是医院又不敢输血。
So on one hand he needs the blood, but the hospital on the other hand they are not putting more blood.
那么到医院就抢救。
So they try to revive him when he went to the hospital.
这个过程我并不知道，我姐姐也没告诉我。
And my sister kept this emergency from me, I didn't know.
一直到星期六。
Until that Saturday.
他已经平安地渡过难关。
When after he, you know, peacefully passed that emergent condition,
我姐姐才告诉我这个情况。
Then my older sister let me know what happened.
那我赶快过去看他。
So I ran to the hospital to see my young brother.
在到医院的时候
，When I got to the hospital,
护士曾经告诉我
，And the nurse told me,
他说，在医生在抢救。
When they tried to rescue him,
你弟弟的时候
when they tried to rescue him,
他曾经问他
they asked him,
你要不要我们在当你危险的时候
and
要不要我们尽全力的来拯救你
and do if you know if you come to an emergent point, do you want us to give our best to keep you alive?
我弟弟回答他说不要
and he said no, don't put me on life support.
但是我知道这个在他里面这个痛苦在他压抑了三十多年。
And I knew he suffered over 30 years because of this disease.
这是别人可能无法体会得到。
And it's something I guess we normal people cannot understand, cannot comprehend.
接着隔天主日的时候。
And the next day was Sunday, the Lord's Day.
感谢主，我在我们2109寻职家看到的一段主的话语，就是说我们的生不是为自己而生，我们的活不是为自己而活，我们的生是为基督耶稣基督而生，我们的活是为我们的死是为耶稣基督而死。
I had a chance to go over to the church house across the street that Sunday afternoon and I saw this passage says we live for the Lord and we die for the Lord. And that really greatly comforted me.
结束后我就到医院把这话告诉我弟弟。
Therefore, when I visit my brother in the hospital that afternoon, I share with him what I saw.
也为他祈祷。
And I prayed for him.
是。也感谢主他现在已经出院了。
And I thank God he has checked out the hospital now.
虽然每星期还要回医院几天去做检查。
Even though he has to return to the hospital for ongoing checkup every week.
但是我相信主会能保守他。
But I believe the Lord will keep him.
接下来的一个过后的一个礼拜天的主日。
And then in the following Sunday.
我还记得是由我们前弟兄在领诗诗歌。
And I remember Brother Joseph was leading songs here.
是在545首的诗歌里面的歌名叫做祷告乃是灵中所烧的圣香。
545, it talks about prayer is like kindling the incense from our spirit.
当我唱到第六段第五段跟第六段的时候
When I sang the fifth and the sixth verses,
我眼泪不禁的就很奇妙的就流下来。
I cannot help but just start crying.
我还记得第五段跟第六段是这样
I remember verse 5 says this.
他说祷告乃是宇宙最大的力量。
Says prayer is the mightiest force of earth and heaven.
乃是神的炸药。
And prayer is the very dynamite of God.
无可可挡。
And nothing can stop it.
推动乃至推动一切的手。
It moves the hand that all things moves.
转动活轮。
And turns the living wheels.
掠过全地无流。
That sweeps through earth abroad.
叫我祷告。
Teach me how to pray.
运行在我灵中
Move on our hearts,
直到全人被你感觉推动
Till thy own passion all are being moved
在我里面祷告
Teach us
直到显出
Pray in us
我里基督
Till our prayer shall be Christ in us
祷告天上基督
Praying to the Christ above Amen
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 那一刹那
That moment,
我才终于知道
I finally realized,
什么是被圣灵所感动
what does it mean by be moved by the Holy Spirit?
以上的大概是我一些比较大概的一个为什么要成为我们主的儿女
And this is why I decided to become a child of God.
最后
Lastly,
各位福音的朋友
My dear friends,
其实我以前的错误
My mistake was
认为我必须要先认识主
That I thought I need to come to know the Lord first
我才要成为主的儿女
Then I will become a child of the Lord
其实不需要
But you don't have to
只要我们心里承认
As long as we believe in our heart
只要我们心里信的口里承认的
And we confess with our mouth
主永远在我们心里，永远在你身边。
The Lord will be always in our heart and by our side.
感谢主，谢谢大家。
And thank the Lord.
感谢
你，
米夏的翻译。
弟兄姊妹，福音朋友们，大家平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters and gospel friends again.
我就是来讲基督的救赎的那个。
I'm the one who's supposed to share about the redemption of the Lord.
估计刚才金龙弟兄下来做见证的时候，很多人以为他会来先讲基督的救赎。
And I think you thought Jim was about to share that.
但是很感谢主，我听到了一个很好很好的见证。
And I thank the Lord for his wonderful sharing.
刚才呢，我们耀哥呢讲了人的堕落。
And Brother Tony earlier shared about the falling of man.
那么人堕落了以后呢，主一直不实际上并没有弃绝我们。
And after we fell, God did not give us up.
但是我们的罪呢，隔在我们和主之间。
But the problem is there's something, our sin, that's hindering us from coming to God.
使得我们和主并没有了直接的联系。
So we cannot be connected to God directly.
因此呢，主就做了一个将对我们做出救赎的这样的决定。
Therefore, God decided to redeem us.
这个决定是什么呢？就是我们在圣经的新约里面能看到那四部福音。
And you can see this story of salvation very clearly in the four Gospels in the New Testament.
主爱世人。
How God loves the world.
将他的独生子。
That He gave His one and only Son.
赐给我们。
To us.
并将他的血。
And He shed His blood.
来遮盖我们的罪。
For us and to cover our sin.
这就是主最大的救赎。
And that is the greatest redemption that Jesus had done for us.
而且呢，我们讲主来到人世间是怎么来到的呢？
And how did Jesus come into the world as a man?
他是用最卑微、最低贱的方式来到我们人间。
He came in the lowliest form possible.
他降生在一个马厩里边。
Jesus was born in a manger.
并且被放在了马槽里。
And he was placed in a manger.
为什么用这种方式呢？
Why did he come like that?
因为主将救赎的是我们所有的人。
Because he wants to come to redeem us all.
不论你是富贵的还是贫贱的。
Doesn't matter what kind of social status we have.
主的爱是对我们所有的人。
He loves us all.
而且呢如此被，而且呢，为什么主呢用了三十多年的时间呢，行走在人间去传讲他的福音？
And he lived on earth as a man over 30 years to share about the good news.
是因为神想借着我们的主的行走，来体会我们人的艰辛和痛苦。
Through his interaction with us and living among us, he understood what we suffer for.
而且呢，神在最后，主在最后呢，被钉死在十字架上。
And at the end, our Lord was crucified on the cross.
他的头上戴着的是禁忌所编的冠冕。
And what he wore on his head was the crown of thorns.
主不能救自己吗？可以。
Couldn't our Lord save himself from all these things? Yes, he could.
但一定要用他自己的血来洗去我们世人的罪。
But the thing is, he had to pay the price through his own blood.
所以圣经中记载了这样一句话，当主被钉死在十字架时，
So Bible tells us that when Jesus was crucified,
幕帐就裂开了。
And the veil in the temple was divided into two.
为什么裂开了？
Why was the veil divided?
这说明我们人和神之间可以直接联系了。
It means now from now on we can enter directly into the Holy of Holies and have direct contact with God.
因为我们的圣经的福音里边，四福音里边
，In the four Gospels，
记载了太多太多神的神迹。
It described in great details many miracles that Jesus performed。
是我在这里所不能够完完全全能讲得出来，全部讲到的。
And I don't think I can fully describe what's recorded there。
所以我讲基督的救赎时，我只是大致的告诉了大家。
Therefore, this morning I can just tell you a general outline.
就跟刚才金龙弟兄所讲的一样的。
Just like what Brother Jim was sharing here.
主不会因为你什么来信他而做出选择。主不会因为你什么原因来信他。
And God does not differentiate the reason or motive behind our belief.
就跟金龙弟兄所讲，在路加福音第十四章中所说的，这个仆人去请的什么样的人呢？是贫穷的、卑微的。甚至是生病的、瘸子的、瞎眼的，所以我们每个人实际上，我们往往在最困难的时候，我们才去寻找依托和寻找我们的依靠，才有可能是走到主的面前来。
And just like the parable he shared with us in Luke 14, how the master decided to invite those who are crippled, who are blind, who are sick, to those who are poor to come to his banquet, and therefore a lot of time for us.We don't come to know Jesus until we encounter troubles or difficulties. That's very natural.
所以说呢，我就如同我就想起我当年一样。
And that make me think about how I was before.
我当年到教会来纯粹是为了陪我的太太。
When I step into church, my motive was I'm here to keep my wife company.
所以我的生活一直很平顺。
And my life was pretty smooth.
我并没有遇到什么让我很难受的事情。
I didn't encounter any difficulties.
所以我每次在教会都是在后面打瞌睡的。
So when I come, I sit at the last row and I doze off.
但是真的很感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
在我的这个半梦半醒的状态下。
In that kind of semi-awakening state.
我听到了很多真理。
I heard a lot of truth about God.
所以我就慢慢改变了。
So gradually I was changed.
但是呢，我一直对有一件事情耿耿于怀，在那个时候。
But at that time there is something that really bothered me.
因为我们总说我们是有罪的。
Because Christians always claim that we were sinners.
所以我经常说，我哪里来的罪、啊、
？And I just didn't agree with that.
啊，我是一个很好的人嘛。
I felt that I was a good man.
然后这个时候，我太太那时，当然我现在叫姊妹了。我太太经常说：“哎呀，主啊，宽恕这个无知的人吧。”
When I made those prideful statements, my wife would say, "Oh Lord, forgive him because he's ignorant."
然后我就越发想不明白。
And that troubled me even more.
我为什么一定是有罪的呢
？Why did you say I have sinned?
但是真的，我很感谢很多弟兄姊妹。
And I'm very thankful to many Christian brothers and sisters.
后来慢慢的，我真的知道了我为什么有罪。
Little by little, I realized why I am a sinner.
我在这里讲一个就是大家都知道的故事。
I will tell you a story you probably all know.
在约翰福音里边。
In John, the Gospel according to John.
记载了一个主的事迹。
It talk about an incident.
当时里面说主，就是这个咱们讲这这叫这叫，这当时他们就是抓住一个行淫的妇人。
And it was an incident when they caught a woman who was committing adultery in her very act.
然后这些人就到主的面前去试探主。
So they captured her and brought her to the Lord, and they tried to tempt the Lord.
说按照摩西的律法。
It's according to the law of Moses.
我们当用石头砸死她。
We need to stone her to death.
你说怎么样呢
？So what is your suggestion?
主当时回答的是。
And the Lord's reply was.
如果你们谁觉得自己没有罪。
He who has No sin can cast the first stone.
你就可以先扔着第一块石头。
He who has no sin can cast the first stone.
实际上我读到这段的时候，突然觉得很后怕，因为我很害怕，很害怕。
And then I was scared when I read this passage.
因为我觉得这些法利赛人在现在看来还是很有良知的。
And I felt, you know, those Pharisees, they did have conscience after all.
因为他们都没有扔。
Because nobody cast their stone.
凭着他们的良心。
According to their conscience,
他们认为他们是有罪的。
They realized that they did have sin.
我很害怕，如果我在那儿的话。
And if what if I were there that day?
我很有可能去拿石头的。
I might just pick up a stone and cast it at the woman.
所以我就说，我们经常讲认罪，实际上是认了我们的原罪。
And so when we say confess our sin, we're confessing our the origin of sin.
因为怎么讲呢？作为福音朋友的时候呢？
When I was just a gospel friend, means non-believers.
我第一次听到这个有罪的时候呢。
When I heard about people talking about sin.
我总认为这个罪的概念可能是我们现实生活中对这种法律的这种犯罪的概念。
And I thought they were talking about, you know, violation of laws.
而并没有想到深层次的这些东西。
I didn't understand they were talking about something that's deeper.
其实你要像我们现在作为人的时候。
For example, when we live on earth.
我们每个人可能都有贪婪之心。
Don't we have greed in our heart?
都有嫉妒之心。
Don't we have jealousy in our heart?
其实这些都是罪。
These are all manifestations of sins.
所以呢，当耶稣基督对我们做出救赎的时候
，So when Jesus come to save us,
我们只要承认我们有原罪。
All we need to do is to admit that yes, I have sin in my heart.
我们愿意口里承认。
And I confess with my mouth.
心里相信。
And I believe in my heart.
我们就得救。
That we need salvation, that we are saved.
今天呢，我和三位弟兄呢，在这里讲了短讲了大致的福音。
And this morning, three brothers came up here shared about the truth of gospel.
实际上，福音是什么
？So what is gospel?
就是最好的消息嘛。
Gospel means.The best news.
这个而且这个消息是永不过期的。
And this story never expires.
就如同在现实生活中，我告诉你。
Just like if I tell you now.
明天道琼斯涨300点。
Dow Jones 30 is going to go up by 30 points tomorrow.
相信。
Market is closed. Just kidding.
Yeah. 相信和不相信。
Whether you believe or not.
你会不会去买这些股票？
It's up to you whether you want to buy some stock tomorrow.
最后的决定在你自己。
You are the one who will make that decision.
我不会因为我说完这个你不去买，我就把你打一顿，对吧？
I will not beat you up just because you don't take my advice.
同样的，福音我们讲到这里。
We tell you the good news.
信不信还是在你自己。
It's up to you what you want to do with the news.
但是在路加在约翰福音的第十四章里，主说了一句话。
And in John 14, the Lord says this.
你们若不信我是基督。
If you do not believe that I am the Christ,
必要死在罪中。
You will stay and die in your own sin.
好，我的这个讲完了。
我们一同来唱好不好？
Sing this together.
人人都应当知道。人人都应当知道，人人都应当知道，耶稣是谁？
好，声音出来一点。
他是晨星的蓝光华，他是谷中百合花。千万人从他最美好，人人都应当知道，
人人都应当知道，
人人都应当知道，人人都应当知道，耶稣，
他是晨星灿烂再一次，
他是晨星灿烂光华，他是谷中百合花，千万人中他最美。都应该知道。
好，我们很谢谢几位的弟兄的交通还有见证。
We thank our brothers for their sharing and their testimony.
其实在已过的一个小时之内
，In the past hour or so,
这几位弟兄的分享和见证
，Their testimony and sharing here,
其实是讲述了一个宇宙中极大的奥秘。
Sum up to the greatest.Mystery of the universe.
是这个奥秘呢，在一个小时之内能够被揭露出来。
And that mystery was revealed to us.
实在是不是很多人可以能够讲述的。
And it is not something that's easy to talk about.
我们刚刚讲到了人是有罪的。
And we talk about how men have sinned.
我们请很多的朋友们，你们不要觉得我们在触犯你们。
And my friends, please do not feel offended.
因为刚刚在我们的弟兄们分享的过程里面
，And when we were sharing just now,
他们讲到了人其实最大的罪在哪里呢
？And they talk about the greatest sin of man.
那就是离开了神。
Was that the fact that we depart from God?
接受了撒旦的建议
，And took the advice from the devil.
在我们的里面。
And invited sin in.
所以人失去了保护。
So we lost protection as a result.
朋友们，这是人最大的罪。
My dear friend, this is the greatest sin of man.
人离开了神。
That we decide to leave God.
失去了神在人身上的保护。
And lose as a result the protection of God.
把自己陷入在一个陷阱的里面。
And allow us to be trapped in a condition.
这是人最大的罪。
And that.Decision was the greatest sin of man.
刚才那个小峰弟兄也交通到。
And brother
Pen.
Pen.
Okay. 他也交通到。其实这个罪呢，有的时候并不仅仅只是我们行在世界上触犯律法的罪。
You talk about sinful deeds. We're not referring to any acts of violation of laws of this world.
有的罪是隐藏在我们里面深处的。
And a lot of times, sin is something that's deep within us.
这就是因为我们离开了神。
It's all because we departed from God.
失去了神在我们里面的保护。
And we lost the protection that was used to be inside of our heart.
所以我们容让这些东西呢，思想进到我们里面来。
We allow sinful things and thoughts come into our mind.
我们公司是在做 wholesale 的。
And I'm in a business of
做大盘大盘的。
I'm in a wholesale business.
然后如果说有一些公司呢，他们有那个 reseller permit， 就是有一些证照的话，他来跟我们买的话是不需要算税的。
So when retailers come to get stuff from us, they don't have to be taxed.
前两个礼拜有一次。
And 2 weeks ago,
有一个人来跟我们买一些东西。
Somebody came to us to purchase from us.
结果我把价钱算给他。
So when I was calculating the cost for him,
他签了名。
He signed his name.
然后算是一笔也蛮大的一个金额的数目。
And it was a pretty big business deal.
就过了几天以后，我重新看这个单子。
And a few days later, when I reviewed the invoice,
发现我算税给他了。
And I realized I actually charged him tax.
实际上他不需要付税的。
Actually, he didn't have to pay tax.
但是呢，他签了名了。
But he signed, his signature on it.
你知道，朋友们。
My dear friend.
这时候你们的思想是什么
？So what's in your mind when you see a mistake like that?
我的确告诉你们。
And I tell you honestly.
人如果失去了神的保护。
Without God's protection in our conscience.
很多罪呢就在我们里面攻击我们。
And a lot of times sin can attack us.
我的确有这样的思想出来。
A thought indeed came to my mind.
哎呀，他既然签了名了。
Well, since he already signed on the,
他既然承认了这个价钱了。
He agreed to this price.
我可以把那个税呢收为己有。
And you know, I can actually just have the tax, put it in my pocket.
对，请问一下各位朋友，我有没有犯世上律法的罪
？Did I violate any rules of the world?
没有。
No, I didn't.
但是我有隐藏的罪在里面。
Well, I sure have this hidden sin inside my heart.
因为我里面的贪婪
，because of greed，
就在我里面发动
，that greed triggers，
使我远离了神
，the action of sinful deeds。
我感谢主，主有他的。
Away from God.
我感谢主，这位神的生命在我们的里面。
Well, I thank the Lord because His holy life dwells in my heart.
他就能够成为我们的保护。
And that holy life is my protection.
所以在当场我拒绝了这样的思想。
So immediately I will reject that thought of greed.
我重新把价钱算了一次。
So I recalculate the price.
就给了他应该的价钱。
And gave him the price he's supposed to pay.
所以很多的朋友们和弟兄姊妹。
My dear friends and brothers.
我们要再强调的一次。
And I want to emphasize this again.
人的罪并不见得只是因为他犯了什么律法上的罪。
When we talk about we have sinful deeds, we're not talking about criminal deeds in a violation of the law of the world.
人的罪是因为人离开了神。
We sin because we left God.
失去了保护。
We lost the protection from within.
就让神的仇敌撒旦在我们里面有工作的机会。
So we gave Satan a chance to attack us.
使我们在一切的事情上离开神公义的法则。
And help made us to do things that's away from God's rules and just.
但是这位神是连续慈爱的神。
But our God is loving and kind.
他知道人的软弱。
He understands our weakness.
所以他就差遣他的爱子来到世上。
So God sent His beloved Son into the world.
就如同我们弟兄所交通的，他流出他自己的血。
Just like our brother shared here, Jesus shed His blood.
洗净了我们一切的不义。
And His blood cleanses us of our
iniquities. 洗净了我们一切所犯的罪。
And cover all our sins.
不论是律法上的罪。
Whether the sinful is a criminal deed or violation of law.
还是我们隐藏的罪。
Or a sinful deed, that sinful thought that's inside of our
heart. 在神自己的宝血的洗净之下。
But with the cleansing of His blood.
我们都得以自由。
We can now be set free.
朋友们。
My friends.
在诗篇，在圣经里面有一篇叫做箴言的书卷。
And there's the book in the Bible. The book's title is Proverbs.
他讲到人的心如同毁坏的城邑，没有墙垣。
You know, the heart of man is like a ruined city. There is no wall of protection.
我们如果没有这样一个墙垣成为我们的保护
，If we do not have wall to protect us,
我们就接受许多不必要的仇敌的攻击。
Then we're open to the attack of the enemy.
但是这一位神呢，不但为我们洗净了我们一切的罪
，So our God did not just come and cleanse us.
他也要成为我们里面的保护
，He also wants to become our protection.
使我们在世上过日子的阶段里面。
So when we live on this earth,
我们能够坦然面对人。
We will have no fear when we face God.
我们也能够坦然面对神。
And we can have no fear facing God.
重新接受我们以神为我们的依靠。
And then we will trust God.
回到神当初造我们的情形。
And return to the original thought He had for us when He first created us.
这一段的故事。
And this passage
就是宇宙间最大的故事。
Is the greatest story of the universe.
神来到世间为要拯救我们每一个人。
Which is God became a man to save us.
所以刚才我们说，我们今天早上唱的诗歌。
So the song we sang earlier.
我是一个罪人。
That I am a sinner.
我们要讲基督徒，我们都可以唱这首诗歌。
And for Christians, we all can sing this song.
我们确实是一个罪人。
Because indeed we are sinners.
我们需要神的拯救。
So we need God's salvation.
我们需要回到神的边身边。
We need to return to the God side.
我们需要再一次接受神成为我们的保护。
We need to have God as our protection.
好知道神的旨意在我们身上能够得以完全。
So that His purpose on us can be fulfilled.
这是基督徒的一个故事。
This is a story of Christians.
也是我们的一个把握。
And also our assurance.
我们活在世上。
When we live on earth.
我们知道有这位创造宇宙万物的神。
We know there is a God who created heaven and earth and all creatures.
他真是我们的帮助。
And he is my help.
他也是在我们在世上生活的享受。
And he is also my enjoyment when I live on earth.
像这首诗歌所讲的。
Like the song we just sang.
他是谷中的百合花。
He is the lily of the valley.
他也是晨星的一个光华的显现。
And he is the bright morning star.
他来这边来呼召我们大家。
And he has come to call us.
来吧，来到我这边来。
Come to me.
只要你愿意。
As long as you are willing.
我们有许多的弟兄们在这边做见证。
And like brothers just shared here.
没有一个人生下来是信主的。
No one was born to be a Christian.
都是在一个走在人生路程的阶段的里面。
It is like throughout the journey of life.
在一个时间的点上面。
And there's one point in time.
我们遇到了这一位神。
We encounter this God.
我们接受他成为我们里面生命的救主。
And we accept him to be the Lord of life.
刚才金龙弟兄有交通一点点。
And Brother Jim just shared,
在他没有信主之前
Before he believed in the Lord,
他有一个错误的他有一个不同的思想
he had a different thought about this.
他认为一定要认识这位神很清楚了以后才叫做信主
He thought there's a condition I need to know this Lord very clearly and very well then I can believe
但神告诉我们不是这样子的
But God says that's not the case
我们先接受他
JustInvite him and accept him.
他的生命进到我们的里面。
And his life then will enter into our heart.
我们对他的认识就越来越多。
And our knowledge of him will increase.
越来越深。
And will become deeper.
我们所能享受的恩典就越来越多。
And the grace we can enjoy will increase.
所得到的享受就越来越深。
And our enjoyment also increase.
随便好不好？我请我们的朋友们。
So I would like to request that all our dear friends here this morning.
告诉这位创造宇宙万物的神。
Why don't you tell this Lord of creation?
他现在就在我们的中间。
Who is with us right now?
告诉他我愿意。
Just tell him that. Yes.
接受你。
I'm willing to accept you.
来相信你。
I'm willing to believe you.
来接受你在我的恩，我生命上的恩典。
I want to have the grace that you have planned for me.
帮助我回到你的面前。
God, help me to return to you.
成为我的保护。
Be my protection from within.
也成为我的供应。
And be my provision for all.
刚才最后小峰弟兄有讲到道琼的指数。
And Brother Pan just gave an example about Dow Jones Index.
如果他告诉你们明天涨300点。
He said tomorrow it will go up by 300 points.
你们愿意去买吗？
Are you willing to buy some stock?
我们在这边十足的把握告诉你们。
And here we can tell you for sure.
当你们接受这位生命的救主的时候。
If you receive this Lord of life.
你们的人生的指数。
The index of your life.
要涨1000点
will go up by more than 1000 points.
要涨10000点
actually can reach over 10,000
涨到一个无限数量的数目
and will reach infinity.
因为你乃是与天上的旨意连在一起
because you will then be connected to something above
heaven. 神要成为你一生的拯救
and God will be your salvation for the rest of your life.
我们是不是能够站起来
Can we stand up?
我们再把这首诗歌，我们再唱一次。
Let's sing the song one more time.
从我们里面内心深处的来唱。
Sing it from your heart.
告诉这一位神。
Tell this God.
我愿意来认识你。
That I am willing to know you.
我愿意来知道你。
I am willing to come to know you.
使你在我人生的点数里面。
So that the index of my life.
能够成为无穷无止境的增长。
Can reach infinity.
好，我们一同来。
人人都应该知道
人人都应该知道，人人都应该知道，耶稣是谁。
来，
他是晨曦灿烂光华，他是谷中百合花，千万人中他最美好，人人都应该知道。
Everybody ought to know.
耶稣是谁？
来，继续下来。
谁？他是晨曦灿烂光华，他是谷中百合花。他是晨曦灿烂光华，是谷中百合花，千万人中他最美好，人人都应该知道。
请坐。
Please be seated.